Chapter 17. Around the table sit three figures of flesh and blood and two holograms. Those present, Admiral Akbar, Commander Kirsta Agate, and Captain Saf Melor. The two holograms, General Krix Maydeen, and the newly appointed Chancellor of the New Republic, Mon Mothma. All of them look tired and worried. Akbar suspects he appears much the same. Everything feels to him on a pivot, balanced on the blade of a knife. Like it could go one way, or with the barest breeze, it could fall back to the other side. A razor's edge of possibility, good and bad.
"Are we sure we can trust this informant?"
Maydeen says. He scratches at his prodigious white beard. The lines in his face, seen even here in the hologram, appear deeper than ever.
"So far," Agate answers, "all signs point to yes."
Akbar interjects.
"But we also must recognize the Empire's ability to play the long game. Our victory over Endor was fortunate, but the Empire orchestrated that trap with great patience."
"Send in a fleet,"
Melor says. The Serene captain carries a certain haughtiness with him. His head, tall and rigid, a frustrated and dubious brow that extends upward to demonstrate excess incredulity.
"Two light cruisers, a contingent of fighters from Gold Squadron, and see what's there. If there's a fight, the fleet will be ready for it."
Mon Mothma speaks.
"We must be cautious. Inroads to the Outer Rim are slow. Further, this is a time of relative peace. But that peace rests uncomfortably on very unstable ground. An incursion of that magnitude could be seen as overly aggressive. We must be seen as friends, not intruders. Occupying the airspace over Akiva could be trouble."
Melor shakes his head.
"Chancellor, and congratulations, by the way. Akiva is, with all due respect, no feather in anyone's cap. It is a marginal planet at best, and the satrapy is in the Empire's pocket. They produce resources we do not require, and the old droid factory beneath the city has been out of use for decades. As such, Akiva offers us very little strategic advantage or concern."
"But the people there are our concern,"
Mon Mothma says. Akbar detects that her hackles have been raised. Melor does that sometimes. He's from a military family, and though he carries some of that Serene intellectual arrogance, his aggression is well known. Mon continues.
"And we have intelligence that suggests our messaging has gotten through there. The people are ready for a change. The New Republic is that change."
Melor starts to speak, but once more Akbar interjects.
"I am in accord with the Chancellor here. This is a fragile peace, and we must be wary of any ruse set before us. General Maydeen, do you think you could put together a strike team? Small, 5 to 7 Republic soldiers?"
"I think that's doable. You want them on the ground?"
"Mm-hmm,"
Akbar says.
"A suborbital landing squad. Special forces. Drop from high atmosphere. We need reports from on the ground. This seems the most opportune way to do it. Small but effective. Can we all agree on that?"
Nods all around, except from Melor. The captain frowns, puckering his lips as if he's about to object, but then he sighs and nods as well.
"Good. Let's get this in motion. I want boots on the ground in 6 hours. Sooner if we can manage it. Thank you all."